Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Welomukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 10 kuzibandlela 2025 uKhipsi Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Sizwa ukuthi abantu abaningi bayakhuluma ngendaba lika 2030. Uma umntwenzi enze kuhle, abantu bayathi ukuthi ubani akaqhubeke lapha nalapha nesifezo umsebenzi.
Ukuqutshwa imihlangano ezabelweni ezitheni eZimbabwe, okulamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF afuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke esembusweni.
Kulondodo okwakuthiwa nguZopho wathi engakafi wathiye ekhulumile ukuthi izano siyisinjonjo ngesintu bathini sakuvukela umchilo wesidwaba kuvele kuyimbengembenge okuyinto kwabo.
Abaphikisayo bathi akumangalisi okwenzakala kubandlaleli osemelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump namhla wetheswe isigwebo esingelajele kucala lesivalamlomo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqutshwa imihlangano ezabelweni ezijeneyo eZimbabwe okulamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF afuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke esembusweni. Namhla kulo mhlangano omkhulu eGwanda wokuhlolisisa isinqumo esathathwa emhlanganweni we-Annual National People's Conference esokuthi uMnangagwa kumele eqhubeke esembusweni kungafika umnyaka ka-2028 okugqitshwa khona umbuso wakhe. Abasemhlanganweni lo njengenjayelo abenza imihlangano efanayo emaswingo Marshall West lezinye izabelo bathi uMnangagwa kumele aqhubeke esembusweni. Kodwa kulabanye abaphikisayo abathi sokumele ayephumula. UMnangagwa yena uthi kanasifiso sokuqhubeka esembusweni. Uze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele uMnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leZANU-PF osemhlanganweni webandla leli eGwanda.
Sizwa ukuthi abantu abaningi bayakhuluma ngendaba lika 2030 kodwa iqiniso esingalibeka thina njengebandla ikubana uma umntwenzi enze kuhle abantu bayathi ukuthi ubani akaqhubeke lapha nalapha nesifezo umsebenzi. Yesenzwa umongameli welizwe sithena hayi ufuna ukuthi aphumule kodwa abantu uma bona besithi kupaswe kuresolution eyabiyenza ukuthi khona abafuna aqhubeke ngibona kuyabe kuyindlela zokuthi songatholakala indlela zangkhona ezokuthi kuyavumakala yini. Sibona thina kuyinto yokuthi ayisiyo into embi ukuthi abantu bakhulume izifiso zabo okuyibana loba umongameli esho njalo kodwa uma kuyukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF ngobuningi babo abantu bafuna ukubana kuqhubeke kubuyela ebantwini kupasiswa ngabantu ambona ukuthi kule nkinga ngoba abatsho futhi ukuthi uma besithi 2030 batho ukuthi umongameli akangene ngenkani batho ukuthi akulungiswe imithetho uma ingabi khona imithetho ofanele ukuthi khona ilandelwe ukuthi lokhu kuze kufezeke la kuyawufana ukuthi ilandelwe amboni sicike lokho mina
nisiyabona ukuthi ngaze kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso siyakutsho ukuthi singaguqulwa lo obamba isikhundla khona manje kabuyele esikhundleni baza kuphatha njani kulokho.
Ya lapha sosengabaphethe umthetho labazi umthetho ukuthi endane enjana njengoba lezi ukuthi umongameli wakhuluma wathi yena ungumongameli olandela umthetho kumbe isekelo sombuso. So lokho sokushaya ukuthi ama-lawyers labakwazi uku-interpreta umthetho bona bangawu-interpreta njani.
Lo ngumnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leZANU-PF obexoxa leStudio 7 eseGwanda eMathebeleland South. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Fortune Mlalazi olandela zombusazwe ezimele.
Kulondodo okwakuthiwa nguZopho wathi engakafi wathiye ekhulumile ukuthi izano siyisinjonjo ngesintu bathini sakuvukela umchilo wesidwaba kuvele kuyimbengembenge okuyinto kwabo. Njona sasivele satsho before ukuthi into yabo bazayiqhubeka ngoba ngabantu abangela principle njalo leyo resolution ngokwazi njalo nge-announcement kaChinamasa ku-conference ukuthi uMnangagwa uthi akafuni ukuthi aphatheke after i-term yakhe ngaphela. Kodwa abantu bezano ngenxa yokubana kulohlangothi olungafuni uChiwenga ukuthi atate bazaqhubeka ngento yena le. So sokukuye uMnangagwa kubana uzahlala kulawo mazwi akhulumayo ukuthi yena uyiconstitutionalist angaza contesta or nguye obathumayo kusazovela egcekeni.
Ye kodwa ukuthi wena nxa ukhangele ubona nini kafisi ukuthi aqhubeke esembusweni.
Kwi-culture yezano ukuthi iloba ubani okhona uyabe efuna ukuthi afele esikhundleni njengomgabe kumbe njengamanye ama-vice president la afela ezikhundleni. Mbonakani kuliphupho lakhe la uMnangagwa ubana ayalelokhu ebambelele embusweni. Kodwa kulokhu kunembeza thize okulokhu kukhona asazi ukuthi uzenelisa ukunqoba yini lesi silingo. Ahlale out of power ngoba isisekelo sombuso kasimvumeli angahlala uyabesehlala ongekho emthethweni kumbe basebenzisa ama numbers abo kunye namanye ama MPs opposition abavele bewasebenzisa obana bamende iconstitution. Konke lokhu kuzadinga loba sesifike ku referendum angazi ukuthi bazenelisa yini ngama timelines kodwa ama timelines kawavumeli sibili.
Umnumzana Fortune Mlalazi ngolandela izombusazwe ezimele ubexoxa le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Osemelele ungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wetheswe isigwebo esingalajele phakathi ngemva kokufunyanwa inkantolo elecala lokubhadala isivalamlomo untombazana abikwa ukuba wayelaye emacansini phambilini kokhetho luka-2020. Le yinto ebivele ikhangelelwe ngoba umahluli womthethwandaba weManhattan eNew York umnumzana Juan Merchan wayetshilo phambilini ukuthi ngasoze avalele uTrump ejele kumbe amhlawulise imali yefayindi. Egqiba udaba lolu umahluli ufisele uTrump inhlanhla phambilini kokungena kwakhe esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka-20 kulenyanga. Yena uTrump uqhubeke elandula ukuthi wadala icala esithi okwenziwe ngabatshutshisi kuye kulehlazo. UTrump ubecele iSupreme Court ukuthi imise ukwahlulelwa kwakhe namhla kodwa yala ukwamukela lokhu izolo. Incwadi zidila nxa kungela sigwebo asethesiweyo ukudliwa licala kukodwa kumehlisa isithunzi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele olandela izombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Raphael Mthombeni.
Lowo ungaze kuthi wesuspended kodwa ke kuyisigwebo ngoba kuyavumelana, i-court iyavumelana lakho ukuthi kwenzakala khona lokho icala laba khona. Kodwa ngokuphathelana kwezinto ezithile, hayi, siza kwesula leli cala, awusozuye ejele, anjalo awusozuhlawule. Kutho ukuthi icala likubelethe eqolo. Angithi okumncedisayo kukho konke khona lokho, usencediswa ukuthi usengumongameli welizwe, upresident we-United States of America. Ngoba ungakhangela amacala akhe wonke amaningi akhithikile kuye esesebenzisa sona lesi isicoco sokuba ngupresident we-America. Engikubonayo ngecala leli ukuthi licala elikhona elimiyo eliphezu kwakhe.
Ukutholakala kwakhe elecala loba nje engagwetshwanga ungathi kuyamehlisa isithunzi yini njengokutsho kwabanye?
Yebo sibili, kuyamehlisa kakhulu isithunzi. Angithi simbonile esiya khona lapha ne-court ehlala phambi kukamantshi. Asithi thina nxa usungu-number one elizweni, usungu-president welizwe, kodwa ubonakale usiyahlala phambi kukamantshi uthonisiswa ngecala owalenzayo. Kuyehlisa sibili kakhulu. Kuyehlisa ye, kuyamehlisa isithunzi. Njalo thina ke besimlandela siyabona ukuthi hayi kumncedile ukuthi abantu bambuyisele bamfake enjalo ngoba kungasikho lokho ngabe akula kwesulwa kwecala leli engasuye president welizwe.
Engena nje embusweni mhla ka 20 kulinyanga uTrump ungathi kuyini okukhangelelwe ngabantu abanengi kuye
kunenge okukhangelelwe ngabantu wakhuluma izinto eziningi ecampaigner ukuthi uzazenza okokuqala ilokho ukuthi uzaxotsha laba abangasibo balaphe America abanengi kakhulu lokho akubiza ngesilungu kuthiwa mass deportation ngibona ngathi into yokuqala sibili ezakhangelelwa ngabantu ukuthi sibone ukuthi uzakwenza njani khonoko ukuthi abamba abantu abaxotshe abasuse elizweni le-America ababisele emazweni akibo. Kanti ke njalo okunye abantu abamvotelele khona kuyikuthi i-economy umnotho welizwe ukuthi khona ubonakale utshintsha usiyaphambili uqhubeka usiyaphambili. Yikho ke ngaleyo ndlela sizakhangelela ukuthi sibone ukuthi uzawuguqula njani umnotho welizwe.
Unumzana Raphael Mthombeni ulandele zombusazwe zeMelika ubexoxa lo mtungameli Gomo weStudio 7 ngaseTexas khonapha kule Melika. Abalimi bathi balokhu bethokoza ngokuna kwezulu oqhubekayo ezigabeni eziningi zelizwe njalo amanye amadamu asegcwele, inkomo asacubi, amadlelo aluhlaza njalo nezilimo ziyathembisa. Unkosazana Sethekele Jabangu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Women Development Association in Zimbabwe eqhuba uhlelo lwabesifazana olwezifuyo, utshele usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ukuthi ngempela izulu selinike abesifazana ithemba.
Uma abantu balahlekelwa zinkomo eziningi njengathi ku-organization ama-project wethu silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba uthola abanye sebesele nenkomo nga-1 nga-2 ngoba zafa zibulawa yindlala. Kodwa ngoba izulu sinile kanje kusinikeza ithemba ukuthi kuzovuka noma singasakhangelanga ukuthi zingazali inkomo ngoba inkomo siyazi ukuthi zithatha isikhathi eside ukuthi zize zizale. Kodwa okwembuzi khona kwaba ngcono ngoba sasisizakala nangokuthola amanzi ngoba i-government ya-intervena yasigebhela imigodi nje endaweni ezishiye. So ukuthi uprovide amanzi for imbuzi kwakukhona noma ukudla kwakungekho kukho konke okuncane ezazike ukukhotha egangeni kwakungcono ngoba zazikwazi ukuthola amanzi. Njengoba manje izulu selinile sesinethemba lokuthi ama-project wethu angakhula ngoba kade singathi besiwafake ukuphose kancane bese sirana amanye ama-project singasafocusanga kangako ama-livestock ngoba ayi they were failing us ngoba bengaphefomi kahle. Kodwa manje sesinethemba ukuthi hayi sekungaba le ngqubela phambili.
Labo othi bafele wayizifuyo-ke libaphathisa ngani?
Hayi, leba abafelwayo bakhona abafelwayo vele total abasenazo kodwa laba abanazo sithemba ukuthi ngoba into yethu angithi it's on a rotational basis so sesikwazi ukuthi bazophinda nabo uma ngabe zingakhula kwenye indawo bakwazi ukuthi bazithole noma sebengaqalela phansi nakho. So kuya ngokuthi omama bona bafuna ukwenzani ngoba abafuni ukuhlala phansi bagoqa izandla kungelanto abayenzayo sebengaqalela kuma-gardening service ngoba manje ngibona ngathi ama-gardening services iwangasenzela ukuthi i-organization ethuthuke owa manje ngoba ama-livestock into ethatha isikhathi ukuthi ize i-accumulate ibe kahle. Thina okokuqala kwakho konke siyayenza le-rotational basis nebilese inkomo zizale abantwana siqhubezela phambili abantwana yibe sibaqhubezelayo lezi ezindala yize zisalayo babone ukuthi nabo sebesala bezithuthukisa kanjani. Thina sibanikeza nje just i-background yokuthi bangakwazi ukuthi nabo bazisize ngani. So lezi ezindala sokusele kubo ukuthi bona babone ukuthi benzani ukuthi bona sebengazithuthukisa kanjalo.
Sikhuluma kanje kunjani emadlelweni le madamu?
Kuyani kukhona amadamu agcwele ayizulu liyana kakhulu kakhulu sinethemba lokuthi kuzothatha isikhathi eside lingani nje manje ngo-January liqede lingafani ngoba malingagcina lingafananga sokungaphinda futhi kulokhu ze konakale kakhulu. And njalo uku-investa ezifuyweni kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi uthengisele ezifuyo ukwazi ukuthola imali yokuthi ubhadalele abantwana esikoleni nani likwazi ukuthi niphile ngoba angeke nifuye kuphela niqede ningabi nenzuzo ukuthi le nto ikwazi ukuthi ilincedise.
Lowo unkosazana Sethekele Jabangu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, ubexoxa ecingweni losilandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 ekwele South Africa.
Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abalitshumi asebebulewe ngumlilo ovuthayo eLos Angeles, eMelika. Umlilo lo usubhidlize izakhiwo ezifika phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi. Abaphathindambo abaphethe inhlangothi zaborhulumente ezokulima abavela emazweni atshiyeneyo kwizwekazi leAfrika bathe gwaqa namhla kwele Uganda lapho bakhuluma khona ngenhlelo zokubuthelela ukudla kukazulu ngesikhathi kulokukhudumala komkhathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele okuphazamisa ezokulima. Okwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Umongameli Joe Biden othi uvikela ilizwe usevimbe ukuthengiswa kwenkampani ye-US Steel ebilakho ukuthengwa ngeye-Nippon Steel yakwele Japan. UBiden wethule umbiko othi inkampani yelizwe elungisa insimbi imele abantu bonke eMelika njalo iqakatheke kakhulu kwezomvikela lokuthenga kanye lokuthengiswa kwempahla ezijiyeneyo. UBiden ukhulume lokhu kulandela ukuvezwa yinkampani ye-Nippon Steel ebifuna ukuthenga i-US Steel. Ikomiti ebona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe kwezenotho, i-Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, itshele osomabhizimusi leziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuthi akuqondanga ukuba kuthengiswe inkampani le ngoba kulakho ukuphazamisa ezomvikela eMelika njalo lezokuthengisa impahla. UBiden uthe kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuba la makampani eMelika amele ilizwe leli okufana lokulungiswa kwensimbi okuyinsika yeMelika kwezokulungiswa kwensimbi lezomvikela. Umabhalane omkhulu esigodlweni sikamongameli eWhite House uKarine Jean-Pierre uthi okunye njalo okwenze uBiden wala ukuba kuthengiswe inkampani ye-US Steel ngokwenziwa ngele China elithenga lithengisa impahla ngendlela ezingaqondakaliyo njalo lokuthi yinkampani abantu beMelika abazigqaja ngayo. Uthi njengoba kuncintiswana lamazwe afana lele China elenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni kwezokuthengiselana ukugoqela ukuwisa kumbe ukukhuphula isisindo sentengo yensimbi, kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuba eleMelika livikele inkampani ekhanda insimbi. Uthi lokhu kwenqabela okwenziwa ngele China elifuna ukwenza santando kwezokuthenga lokuthengiswa kwempahla insimbi lokunye. Uthi uBiden uveza ukuba usebenzela uZulu njalo ulwela ukuba eleMelika lingaphazanyiswa kwezokulungisa insimbi, ukuthenga lokuthengisa impahla ezijeneyo kanye lezomvikela. UJohn Kirby, isikhulumeli sabacebisi bakaBiden abakuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezomvikela olwe-US National Security, uthi isinqumo esithethwe ngumongameli esokwala ukuba inkampani ye-Nippon Steel ithenge e-US Steel akusikho ukuba kuzondwa eleJapan. Uthi inkampani ye-US Steel yinkampani enkulu kakhulu eMelika elungisa insimbi lokunye okuhambelana lalokho njalo ngekaZulu. Uthi buyaziwa ubudlelwano bamazwe la obukhulunywa sikhathi sonke phakathi kwabameli belizwe leli leleJapan. Ngakho-ke akulakulisana phakathi kwamazwe omabili. Uthe esethula umbiko wakhe ngenkampani ye-US Steel le-Nippon Steel, uBiden uthe wenze lokhu ecabanga ngempilo yabantu beMelika njalo lokuba le nkampani eqinileyo emele ilizwe. Uthi inkampani enjenge-US Steel ilakho ukuthuthukisa ilizwe leli njalo lokuthi eleMelika lithengisele amanye amazwe insimbi ezilohlonzi lempahla etshiyeneyo. Uthe wenze konke lokhu esenzela ukuvikela eleMelika. Le imibono kahulumende weMelika.
linjani balaleli bomsakazo we Studio 7 sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel e VOA Ndebele ngena khona manje ku VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho ama videos imifanekiso lokunye ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups e VOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu ulakho njalo ukudinga i VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America e Washington DC. So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 esithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7 linjani kuStudio 7 ngoba kumoyo ngisesigodini. Hayi, singenile kumnyaka omusha kuhle sibili sithi phambili lo msebenzi wezandla wokulima emasimini. Silalele izindaba sesichayisile sivele emasimini siyathanda qhubekelani phambili wasakazi baStudio 7 yawo.
Linjani Studio 7? Ngiyasizwa umuntu osithethwe ngubaba umntangagwa, ngiyasizwa. Kodwa-ke ngithi abo-president kathi bona kumele baphelele kuphi nabo, nabo kufanele kube negazethi yokuthi ma kufika lesi stage bethathe umhlala phansi. Kungahlaliswa laba abaphansi kuphela, awuhlaliswe nabo-president nabo mase bekhulile bahlale phansi.
Sanibonani basakazi nabalandeli beStudio 7. Ngizathanda ukushayela izandla kakhulu ukansila waseCholocho ward 6 mayelana ukuraiza i-issue ethwalise nzima kakhulu izakhamizi emasimini mayelana ngenkomo lezo ezidla emasimini. Mina ngingomunye walabo abadlelwa kakhulu zinkomo iminyaka ilandelana. Ngithi ngiyafika emasimini ekuseni ngisiyavuna ngithole ukuthi inkomo vele zilele phakathi sezihleza chaza aqeda yonke into. Kakusela njoluni jodo engabuyela lalo ekhaya kumbisiqu somumbu. So siyakubonga kakhulu lokho okuzwa kusiba lama-councillors areyize into efana lanaleyo okubonisa khona ukuthi le nto esabakhethela yona ukuthi bebe ngabameli bethu bakwenza njengokuba sabakhetha. Siyakubonga kakhulu lokho. Abantu bathwele nzima kakhulu ngezifuyo lezo zidla emasimini. Abantu bavuna izifuyo ziphakathi, okunye begcine sebevuna kumanzi ngenxa yokuthi babesebegijimisa nje ukuthi bagcine sokudliwa kwizinto yonke khonokho. Abanye begcine bangasavunanga njengami. So siyabonga kakhulu ukuzwa into efana naleyo iraiswa emsakazweni. Asazi ukuthi kungenziwa njani nje ukuze abantu bekwanise ukuthi behloniphe amakhosi omdabu afana nje labosebhuku labadlisa lezi nduna uma ziyaba zibasitshela. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ngali njani balaleli besicinga abahle indawana zomhlaba. Okhulumayo ngumguni ngumbani Pelimba East. Ngesicelo lapho esincane kodwa sisikhulu. Ukukhuluma siyakhuluma sibili kakhulu okuzwayo okubumbayo sibili iy'nhlelo ezinhle kakhulu kodwa uma singavoti sisonke sijikelele sibili angiboni siphumelela vele ngisho. Ukhuluma kaze sikhulume sibe njani kodwa nxanga singabuyi sizovota hhayi bakithi ikakhulu lapha ngicela laba abangaphandle kwelisho yababuye ngesikhathi sokuvota sivoteni sibaningi sifuna ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani ukuthi kambe bangasehlula hhayi nkani nxangabe ngabe buyile sibili ngobuningi babo bonke abangaphandle kwelisho hhayi mbona singaphumelela bawutheni. Ngiyabonga.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven.
Uhlelo was a Friday kuliviki siliqembu elicula ambo amnandi ele Waiting Ministries eliphansi kwebandla lezokholo lwesiKristu ele Seventh Day Adventist Church. Asizweni umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda ephupha lo mholi walo uMbekezeli Zondo.
Yakuma ibuthe konke yamuka yaye
umculo othobayo ngelamachaqo we Awaiting Ministries uyakhula kwamagama Babu Zondo ose South Africa okwamanje akusitshele ngembali yaleli qembu
Uvel SDA Church kanti ke iqembu lethu futhi lizele si based kobulawayo Magwego West Seventh Day Adventist Church siqale ucula umculo ngo 2007 sesifushe iminyaka phose ewu 17 sise siku ministry yokucula
enhliziyo xa ithi ngone kuwe baba nasezulwini umabunje
umculo lo omnandi kangaka uthiwani njalo ngubani oloba lezi ngoma
umculo lo esiwucula thina umculo wesabatheni nje gospel classical gospel esabatheni sicula kakhulu on stage live mabandleni sihamba sicula whenever invited or whenever we have programs obhala izingoma lapha esiziculayo mina uMbekezeli Zondo uMrs Nomathemba Ncube ezimbili nayo khona phana siyazibhalela ezingoma
Manengi amaqembu acula esabatheni. Pho kungani lina lehlukene lamanye njalo abantu balithanda kakhulu Zondo.
Amaqembu akhona lapho ase azocula ahlabela ingoma efanayo eyodwa. Sina ama experiences wethu esihlangabezana nawo ngalesi sikhathi lapho esingathi uNkulunkulu uyasebenza empilweni zethu. Kwesethi sikhathi abe sesinika iculo asinike ingoma yokuthi ngihlabele ngalesi sikhathi so that singabe si-rely engomeni leziyana ezakudala kuphela kanti ke uNkulunkulu uyasisebenzisa nathi
sizoma siphelele sizoma siphelele
wo wazomnandi ke umculo pho amadlala de mangaka eyawo waiting ministries khona ke umculo wenu utholakala ngapi
sinama album amathathu umuntu angasithinta lapha South Africa +27835911610 apho kobulawayo +26377512515 asikhona ku Facebook na ku Instagram awaiting 07 kanti ke njalo umculo wethu nama video atholakala ku YouTube na ku Spotify yabo
Singena umpela sonto ngamaphimbo amnandi bese leqembu le Awaiting Ministries limelwe ngumbekezeli Zondo kuhlelo waza uza Friday sabatha elihle kini lonke igama lami ngeza Jesus Bang
Amaphimbo amnandona lawo ke siyabo kakhulu yesa Jesus Band haye isikhathi savumi namhlanje lingakhohlwa ilive talk sixoxa ke ngodabula sindayo kwele Mozambique okuxokozela khona haye sengilivalisa yimo ke umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lingakhohlwa phela ilive talk yalandela khona manje
si Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.